Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing!
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Sports Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. When I say of there, I feel like I put an H at the front of it. Of. I don't know why I do that, but I kind of like it. The show presented today and always by our friends at BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this magnificent Sports Monday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. A lot going on. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including a very noteworthy weekend that was in Major League Baseball. I'm going to attempt to answer this question for all of you. How much trouble are the LA Dodgers in? They are in trouble. There's no question about it. But how much trouble are the Dodgers in as far as the National League goes, as far as winning a third straight World Series goes? We will get to that. And the scintillating chase for the third wild card spot in the American League as we move along here on this Monday morning. I will also tell all of you the single scariest superstar in the NBA this season and the reason why. And I guarantee it's not who you're thinking. And once I say who it is and the reason why, I am pretty confident that you will agree with me. And I will also explain why John Harbaugh and Jackson Dart are right. And I'm not just talking about their political leanings. All the info, all the news, all the analysis from week one of the NFL preseason will dominate today's edition of the show. We will close the show, as per usual, with our bets for tonight in the world of sports after, you know, 2-1-1, not bad, Thursday night in the NFL preseason. I will say, good to get the first horrific beat out of the way early. Had the over in the Cardinals-Raiders game, over 42.5. It's 27-14 Cardinals for the last, like, 30 minutes of the game, and I'm only exaggerating by a little bit. Can't get it over the total. So that stunk to lose, but otherwise a couple winners, lost with the Yankees on Thursday. We will attempt to do better tonight when I have a couple straight bets in Major League Baseball and one two-team money line parlay for your wagering pleasure. We'll give that out at the end of the program. The phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos, and you can follow me, your boy, Nick Costos, on all social media platforms, at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet with this message from me to you on this Monday morning. So typically on the show, we'll take a couple topics, big picture topics in the world of sports, and I will go long form on those topics, generally for the first hour of the show. I think we'll have a little bit of a different show today, and I'm really looking forward to it because we are less than a month away now from the start of NFL season. We had a ton of news in the National Football League, not just emanating from preseason games, a bunch of news that we need to get to in the National Football League. And I have gone through every single preseason game that was played this weekend, and I've got storylines to take out of all of them. So if you're a fan of any of the 32 teams in the NFL, minus like the Jaguars who played nobody and nothing happened in their game that was noteworthy. So unless your coach played nobody in the game and nothing happened of any note for fantasy or otherwise, I'm going to have something to say about your favorite team. And if you're a big fantasy football player, I'm going to have little nuggets that you're going to be able to use in your fantasy drafts because I dive deep so you don't have to. So when your draft comes up, you are going to know about players that people in your league are not going to know about. This will be great for bets when we get to week one of the actual NFL season. And of course, just talking sports here, just talking football on You Better You Bet. We will get to everything that happened this weekend in the NFL. Now, before we get to the games, the actual games that were played, a couple pieces of breaking news. Number one, this broke last night. I literally get into bed a little early. You know, I got a two-year-old, man. These weekends are tiring in a good way. Got a lot. Go to the beach. You get home from the beach and you feel like, you know, you're in a UFC fight. Your whole body hurts. How's that possible? So I get in bed nice and early last night, you know, go on my phone, got a bunch of notifications on social media. And what do I see? The Dallas Cowboys signing Von Miller to a one-year contract. Terms not disclosed on the Von Miller agreement. Von Miller is obviously, and I will say obviously because if you pay attention to the league, you know this is true, is a future first ballot Hall of Famer. Super Bowl MVP, multi-time All-Pro, you know, Pro Bowler, one of the best pass rushers in this century in the National Football League. And his 138.5 sacks, career sacks, lead all active players now that he is back in the NFL, rushing the passer this year for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Von Miller is not what he once was. And that's obvious to anyone that pays attention. 37 years old. Probably no longer capable, and we'll see, but in all likelihood, no longer capable of a 15, 17, 20 sack season. But it is worth noting that last year, with the Washington Commanders, And that's, if I had to ask this trivia question, because this team was so irrelevant last year. Hey, what team did Von Miller play on last year? Would you have known the Washington? I mean, I would, because I'm a sicko. But would you have known that? They were so irrelevant last year. Von Miller's 9 sacks last year. Nothing to sneeze at. Like, this is still a pretty good rotational pass rusher in the National Football League. And now, Dallas will inject Von Miller into this pass rushing group that includes Rashawn Gary, who they brought over from the Green Bay Packers in the offseason. Obviously, Quinnen Williams in the middle of the defensive line, and I understand that Williams is more of a defensive tackle than a pure pass rusher, but he can get after that ass. That's why Dallas gave him that huge money extension last week. Youngster Donovan Azaraku, rookie Malachi Lawrence, who was the second of Dallas's first two first-round picks. Caleb Downs was obviously the first. We've got Sam Williams there as well. So Dallas has a bunch of pretty good pass rushers now, with Von Miller joining the mix. I absolutely love it from a Dallas Cowboys perspective. Now, I don't think this necessarily, Von Miller going to Dallas, will have the same impact on, let's say, Aaron Donald maybe going back to the LA Rams. And Donald had his second quote-unquote, and I love this, if you look at any of like the ESPN.com, CBSSports.com, any sports website, the term that they use is Aaron Donald had his second quote-unquote tryout with the Los Angeles Rams. There is no tryout. Basically, how this works is Aaron Donald either tells the Rams, I'm coming back, and they bend over backwards to bring him back, or he says, I'd like to remain retired and go into sports broadcasting. So that's the quote-unquote tryout. I'm expecting Aaron Donald to come back. That is not official. That is just my thought, and I think a lot of people around the league and the media agree with me. Von Miller, in all likelihood, cannot. I don't even want to say will not. I don't think he can have the same impact that Aaron Donald could have at this point in Von Miller's career. And Aaron Donald's coming off 3 years off. I would guess that he's still going to be awesome. There are reports out there that Aaron Donald's only coming back if he feels like he can be Aaron Donald. Not like rotational pass rusher in on third and eight, Aaron Donald. No. In on first, second, and third down, Aaron Donald. Scary thought for the rest of the league. So Von Miller can't be that. And I don't even mean that as a bad thing. It's probably not possible. But Von Miller can absolutely provide some pop to this Dallas Cowboys pass rush. And we can even do the mentorship thing, right? As a future first ballot Hall of Famer, being able to mentor and bring along some of these youngsters, notably Malachi Lawrence, notably Donovan Azaraku. There's no downside to this. It's an A-plus move by the Dallas Cowboys. And I think if we want to assess this just from Von Miller's perspective, I think it shows that there's a lot of optimism around the Cowboys this year. Now, Von chose the Washington Commanders last year. And remember, because it seems crazy in hindsight, given the season that the Commanders had. But Washington was coming off a berth in the NFC Championship game in Jaden Daniels' rookie year. So Von Miller, at the end of his career, obviously won a ring in 2015, Super Bowl 50 MVP with the Denver Broncos. He'd like to win another championship. He felt that he might be the missing piece for the Commanders. And, you know, obviously that was not meant to be last year for a host of reasons, most notably the health of Jaden Daniels. Now, this is a vote of confidence in the Dallas Cowboys. And yes, like, Von Miller is from Texas. Yes, he played collegially at Texas A&M, so I'm sure there's an appeal there for Von Miller to play for Dallas, play for the Cowboys, play with the star on his helmet. But I think this is a vote of confidence in what the Cowboys can do this year. And obviously, he thinks so, or else I don't think he would have gone to Dallas to play for the Cowboys. And I'll keep saying it. Dallas to make the playoffs at BetMGM, our show sponsor, even money, plus 100. I like that bet for Dallas to make the playoffs. It does scare me. It actually scares me quite a bit that a lot of people agree on Dallas. And you know, I've been pounding this drum for months. Since even before the NFL draft, when Dallas had the two first round picks and they got Caleb Downs and they got Malachi Lawrence, I've been in on the Dallas Cowboys. It scares me that a lot of people feel the same way. But sometimes, in sports, and sometimes in life, everybody is just correct. And I feel like everybody's going to be correct on the two Texas teams, the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans. A lot of people love the Texans this season. A couple other news items to hit in this opening segment on this Monday off the weekend that was in the NFL. So we have a good piece of news in Dallas signing Von Miller. Bad piece of news with the Minnesota Vikings. Linebacker Jamal Adams, who you're going to hear that and think linebacker. When did he play linebacker? Started playing linebacker last year. Obviously, the former high first round pick at safety for the New York Jets converted to linebacker, played linebacker last year with the Raiders, was going to be a linebacker in Brian Flores' defensive scheme in Minnesota. Torn ACL in Minnesota's Saturday preseason win at the New York Football Giants. And we'll get to Jackson Dart and Malachi Fields and everything that happened with Big Blue in a little bit. But Jamal Adams is done for the year. Now, Jamal Adams, even at the height of his powers, I guess at the height of his powers, he was pretty damn good. But no one's going to confuse Jamal Adams at this stage in his career with like Bobby Wagner. Like, that's not what this is. But I think what it does, and I want to be really fair here, as someone that has been very high on the Minnesota Vikings this entire offseason, and this is prior to them signing Kyler Murray, when I felt like it was going to happen, right? When Arizona clearly is not going to bring Murray back, they have to pay him for this year, he's going to sign with the minimum somewhere, I felt like it was going to be Minnesota. I've been saying this for a long time, that I like the Vikings this season. And I'm not going to back off that, not because of the Jamal Adams injury. But I think what this does, and if I'm going to be fair, as someone that is really like the Vikings, we need to be honest about something as it concerns the Minnesota Vikings defense. They are going to have to lean on a bunch of young players to not just play, but to play a lot and to play well. Rookies, Caleb Banks, who is the home run swing in the first round of the draft, defensive tackle, tantalizing potential, and all reports out of training camp are that he could be a monster. And if he is, that's going to be a big deal for this defense. Dominique Orange, Jake Golday, who I have in like four dynasty leagues because I'm a sicko. Like, they need Dallas Turner, the third-year pass rusher, really has to step up this year with Jonathan Grenard now in Philadelphia with the Eagles. And I think about this Vikings defense, especially if you like look at the depth chart, right? Like, Harrison Smith's not there anymore, and maybe they'll bring him back now with this Jamal. We'll see what happens with Harrison Smith. But you look at this Vikings defensive depth chart, and not really many of these names are going to smack you in the face and make you feel like, oh my God, like this deep. Like, you look at the Texans defensive depth chart, studs at every level. Studs at every level. You don't necessarily feel that way when you look at the Minnesota Vikings depth chart. And what it's like, you ever watch the show Chopped? Great show. Chopped is one of these shows where they could have a million episodes in the, and I think there have already been like a million episodes. There will never be a bad episode of Chopped. It's not possible. Every episode is just as good as the one that came. They're all great. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, same thing. Food Network's onto something here, man. So the Vikings defense strikes me as an episode of Chopped where you get some weird ass ingredients in that basket, right? Here's, you know, gefilte fish with vanilla extract and, you know, green beans or whatever. And you're wondering, how the hell is this master chef going to make a delicious meal out of these ingredients? Brian Flores is that master chef. And he's got a weird ass basket in front of him. But you know what? I believe in Brian Flores. For my money, best defensive coordinator in the National Football League, should be a head coach in the NFL, and I understand he's suing the league. I get it. I'm just saying. He is absolutely good enough to get another shot to be a head coach in the NFL, and I feel like he's going to get this figured out in Minnesota with this defense, with these young players, and I can't wait to see Banks, Orange, Golday, Turner, and the rest of the Vikings youngsters go up against Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers in Minnesota on Sunday, September the 13th. Last note in the opening segment. I had a great weekend. I had an awesome weekend. Went to the beach on Saturday, and I'll just tell you, you have these moments in life, at least for me, right? And if you're of a certain age, you have kids, I think you'll appreciate what I'm saying. Where It's me and my wife and my 2-year-old daughter and a friend, friends of ours with their young child. And we took another like young child in our family to the beach. And there's no other like adults there. So like my mom isn't there. My in-laws aren't there. It took me and my wife. And you have these moments where at the end of the day, when we're driving home, it's like, oh my God, I am a responsible adult. Like I'm in charge of all these young kids and their life and like their well-being on this beach. And it's like these great life moments, right? Where you feel like you're evolving a little bit, which doesn't mean that if you don't have kids, you're not evolving. I'm just giving you my experience. So I have this awesome weekend, right? And I'm very happy and I love my family and I love spending time with them, trying to soak up the last vestiges of summer before I am sitting in this chair for 5 months straight. And I love it, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to soak up the sun. I want to soak up the sun. Sheryl Crow, who does that song? Anyway, and I'm in a great mood. And then I see this news, and it embarrasses me to say that this brought me way more displeasure and negative feelings than it had any right to on a great summer weekend for yours truly. This is an embarrassing thing to say. I'm being real with you, right? Like, this is how much I love, and I know you love this stuff too. Arizona, this, I can't even say this with a straight face. Arizona Cardinals rookie running back Jeremiah Love. You know, the third overall pick in this past April's NFL draft. Has a high ankle sprain. Not a regular ankle sprain. Not a low ankle sprain. The dreaded high ankle sprain. Why? Because in the Cardinals preseason game on Thursday night against the Las Vegas Raiders, which was a ridiculously entertaining preseason game, you got a Jacoby Brissett dot touchdown to Marvin Harrison, a ridiculous throw by Brissett. You had Fernando Mendoza. You had Mike Washington. Like, we'll get to all of it. Very entertaining preseason game. But in this first preseason game, for some inexplicable reason, and they asked Mike LaFleur about it afterwards, his response of, why did Jeremiah Love get 14 touches in the first preseason game? Third overall pick in the draft, 14 touches. Like, does that, we all watch football. Does that sound crazy to anybody? LaFleur's response, it's a rookie that hasn't played. Oh, great. 14 touches, high ankle sprain. 11 carries, 3 receptions for Jeremiah Love. High ankle sprain. Now, in case you don't know, and I'm not a doctor, I don't want to even do like that, but I play one on, I don't want to do that joke. I'm not a doctor, but here's what I know. As someone that is obsessed with fantasy football, loves the National Football League, I love to bet. So I'm on top of things like this. High ankle sprains can be death to a skilled position player's season. The season. And I'm not insinuating that Jeremiah Love's going to be out for the year. Like, that's not going to happen. But, you know, the ESPN's Adam Schefter and others are reporting the Cardinals don't know if they'll have him, Jeremiah Love, Sunday, September 13th, week one, season opener on the road at the LA Chargers. Ridiculous. Now, the Cardinals can get by without him. They can cover the spread without him. I absolutely think that's the case. Tyler Allgeier is fine. James Conner, we'll see if Trey Benson would be good to go in that game. But, like, you took him third overall to give him the damn rock in the regular season. Not Thursday, like, in mid-August against the Las Vegas Raiders. Is this crazy to anybody? 14 touches for Jared, because he's a rookie that hasn't played. So let's run him into the ground in a game that doesn't matter. And if you love fantasy football, forget about the fact, like, if you love just, like, rational decision-making, this is irrational by them. Of course, by the organization that brought you, taking a running back third overall, which is insane, and I said it at the time, like, now brings you, let's give back you took third overall, 14 touches in the first preseason game. Are you joking? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Do you like fun football? Electrifying football players. Do you like when players on your fantasy team show up and show out? Do you like either watching a full game or watching red zone and breaking in and here's a sick highlight? Or watching a great spin move on social media? Watching good football as opposed to slop? I do. Jeremiah Love, for whatever you want to say, and I've said it, that you can't take running backs this early in the draft, especially if you're not ready to win and they're not. He's a damn good football player. An exceptional football player. And is going to have moments this year, if he's healthy, where he is stellar. And our jaws drop. And he had a long touchdown runner catch, and we're going to be like, wow, this is great. And I've been excited to take him in like the third round of my fantasy drafts. Because he's not going early, because he's on Arizona. And Tyler Allgeier's there, right? And people think the Cardinals are going to stink, and they're probably right. High ankle sprain. Do you know what they... I can be wrong about this, right? Again, like I'm not a doctor. So this is a little bit emotional by me, and I'm admitting that. They need to put this dude on ice. Like, if I'm them, I wouldn't play him in week one. I'm being serious right now. And I've got him in a bunch of dynasty leagues. I would like for the Cardinals to be fun this year. You can't risk playing this guy in week one. Because if he's not 100% with a high ankle sprain and that lingers, like, he's going to be ineffective the whole season. The high ankle sprain can be like a death sentence to a skill position player. Not that they're not going to play, but that they're not going to be able to play to their full capabilities. It's a disaster. Like, he needs to be on ice until he's 100% healthy. And my sense is, like they're saying, they're hopeful he's going to play in the season opener. I can't say this with certitude. I can easily be wrong. My guess is he doesn't play. And if I were them, I wouldn't play him. I would not play him. And that sucks. That sucks to say. Because no one, unless your last name is Allgeier, like, let's be real, no disrespect to Tyler Allgeier, no one wants to watch week one Cardinals at Chargers to see Tyler Allgeier tote the rock 21 times. No one wants that. Like, James Conner, great story. I don't need to see him with the ball 13 times in week one. I don't want to see Trey Benson in a Cardinals uniform ever again. You know what I want to see? Jeremiah Love and Marvin Harrison and Michael Wilson and Trey McBride on what could be an exciting Arizona Cardinals offense. But no. 14 touches in the first preseason game, high ankle sprain. Great. Good stuff, guys. Great job, Mike LaFleur. Like, stellar bang-up work, Monty Austin for it. Great job, guys. Ridiculous, right? I want them to be good. I would love it if their offense were fun. It would mean that we collectively are having more fun watching the NFL. But instead, maybe the most electric rookie at a skilled position to come out of the draft this year now has a high ankle sprain. Unforced error. Like, all you have to slam it down the line for a point. Instead, they hit it into the net. Pathetic. Horrific. And it's things like this why bad teams stay bad. And I don't say that to be a jerk. I say it because it's true. All right. I'm going to collect myself during the break. We're going to get happier because a lot of good stuff happened this weekend in the NFL preseason. Oh, and also, by the way, for Arizona, rookie second round guard Chase Besant is done for the year, torn MCL. I'm not going to make light of that one. That just sucks for him, for the young man, and for Arizona. Some really bad luck for the Arizona Cardinals. All right. We are just getting started. Magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better, You Bet here on Westwood One Sports. On the other side, I will explain to all of you, and I think I've earned the credibility to do this because I've criticized both of them this offseason, why John Harbaugh and Jackson Dart are right. That and more from week one of the preseason coming up next on a Monday.
Watch out for the Cardinals. Arizona has been lighting up defenses this preseason. Could rookie of the year favorite Jeremiah Love and the Cards make the NFL's best division even tougher? Westwood One Sports.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now. scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle. The battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead. NAPA know-how!
I scream. You scream. We all scream. Because Wendy's famous small classic Frosty is just a buck for a limited time. More screaming, happy screaming, summer screaming, dollar small classic Frosty screaming! But please don't scream in the drive-thru. It hurts the employees' ears. Get a $1 small classic Frosty for a limited time, only at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. A la carte only, not valid for delivery. Limit 10 per transaction. Price may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Your pet is missing. That sudden panic, the racing questions, the worry of what could happen. It's overwhelming. Petco Love Lost is here to help. This free, nonprofit-powered service uses photo-matching technology to search the largest national lost-and-found pet database, including pets from shelters, neighbors, and social media, helping bring pets back to the people who love them. And it works. Every day, Petco Love Lost reunites pets with their families. A reunion happens every 4 minutes. Simply upload a photo of your lost pet, or one you found, and Petco Love Lost's photo-matching technology goes to work instantly. You can even register your pet in advance, so if the unthinkable happens, reporting them lost and helping bring them home is as easy as the click of a button. Every pet deserves a way home. Visit PetcoLoveLost.org to register your pet or upload a photo and search for a lost or found pet today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Second and 10, they bring pressure and Dart gets blasted.
As far as the blue tent, like I really respect the rules and the thought behind, you know, NFL has of keeping players healthy and reviewing things, but at the same time, I'm still puzzled by it just feeling like every time that I get hit, you know, I find my way in there.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. You heard the voice of Bob Papa calling Giants games from the Giants-Vikings preseason game on Saturday, which the Vikings won 13-10. Jackson Dart getting absolutely blown up on the final play of the first quarter by Viking safety Jay Ward on a missed block on a blitz pickup by Tyrone Tracy, which is brutal. Send Tyrone Tracy to Siberia if that's what this is going to be. Like, you cannot whiff on a block in preseason. Like, what's like, Von Miller's going to be rushing the passer in week one. You're going to have this guy out there protecting him, protecting Dart? Come on. I'd rather have Devin Singletary out there. I'd rather have Mike Singletary out there if this is what Tyrone Tracy's going to be, trying to protect Jackson Dart on blitz protections, on blitz pickups. Brutal. So Dart gets destroyed. Like, insert joke here, because it happens way too often. This guy gets absolutely creamed. And I'll be honest, right? I'm going to defend him in a second here. You got to have better awareness than this. Like, the rusher is screaming towards him. He has no idea and just gets destroyed. So he's laying there on the ground, and I'm just like, really? Like, this is what's happening? So Dart goes to the blue medical tent, and everybody thinks the worst. And if you're watching the game, you're on social media, and you're seeing the clips, you're fearing the worst. Did he just get concussed? Well, turns out, he would come right back into the game and would almost immediately have and this is the yin and the yang of Jackson Dart, right? Where he's capable of having plays like that, where he has no pocket presence and gets killed in the pocket, and then comes back and has this great extended play and throws a dart, pun intended, touchdown to rookie wide receiver Malachi Fields. And it's awesome, right? Because we talked about Fields last week and how it's a big deal for the Giants offense if Fields can ascend to wide receiver two. And Fields has this great catch in the end zone, and it's a great play by Jackson Dart. It's like, man, can you just avoid injury, please? So after the game, you heard the soundbite from Jackson Dart. John Harbaugh would basically say the same thing. I can't believe that they checked him. And if you watch the hit, there's really no reason to think that he got concussed. And I'm not making light of concussions at all. At all. Just saying, I do think that Jermaine Illuminor, Giants right tackle, is correct when he says that it's Jackson Dart, and it's his history, and it's New York. And that's why he went to the blue medical tent. And I think that's true. I do. And I'm a Giants fan, right? And I'm honest about that. I'm an unabashed, diehard, lifelong New York football Giants fan. I want Jackson Dart to be good. Desperately want him to be good. I don't blindly defend him or the Giants organization. I said it, and a lot of people got really mad. It's not a political commentary, even though people want to take it as such. I didn't like Dart getting involved with the president. Whether the president is Republican or Democrat, I didn't think it was a good look for Dart. You can disagree. It's a free country. That's great. So I have not blindly defended Jackson Dart, but I'll defend him here. I didn't like that. I don't think there was any reason for him to go get checked for a concussion. And I do think that part of this is residue left over from last year and the narrative around him. And we can have a conversation as to whether it's a narrative or whether it's reality. The proof will be in the pudding this season, where if he has to miss games with concussions, then it is now a story. For now, this feels like residue left over from last year. And I did not love that from the NFL. Even if you want to claim, say, well, let's make sure and let's make sure he's good and we don't want to mess around with brain injuries. I get it. And just ask yourself this question. Let's make this less of a, you know, do we want to check for brain injuries? And more, if it were Sam Darnold that took that hit, is he going to blue medical tent? Is he? Is that fair? If it were Tyler Shuck that took that hit, blue medical tent? I'm not so sure. So I didn't like that. Hated the Tyrone Tracy missed blitz pickup, but loved the Jackson Dart touchdown pass to Malachi Fields. That was good stuff in an otherwise nondescript performance from both the Giants and the Vikings. And just to say, you know, Kyler Murray barely played in the game. J.J. McCarthy comes in, doesn't give you much. And we'll do a little Chargers-Texans later, or maybe not. Maybe this will be it. You know, Chargers and Texans had a preseason game on Thursday night. Chargers won 27-7. No one of any importance on either side really played in the game. Just to say, you know, a lot of people, You Better You Bet on this Monday, Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. A lot of people, I don't think I'm going to be one of them, but a lot of people are really high on the Chargers this year. Mike McDaniel, I've described this going from Greg Roman to Mike McDaniel, like going from a Ford Pinto to a Ferrari in terms of calling the offense for the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, year three. Into the playoffs the last 2 years. Justin Herbert's been bad in those playoff games, but you know, you want to keep taking bites at the apple. And Herbert's obviously a stud, and we'll see about Slater and Alt and them being fully ready for week one. There is reason for optimism. If Justin Herbert is to get hurt, and forget about like miss the season, like any team is screwed if their starting quarterback's down, right? But let's say he needs to miss 4 weeks. I hope it doesn't happen. The Chargers' backup quarterback right now is Trey Lance. Lance, make her dance. Lance, make her dance. I'd say the rest of the lyrics, but I'd like to keep my job. It's Trey Lance and DJ Uiagalelei, formerly of Clemson. And then where did he end his career? Washington State for DJU, Oregon State. It's Florida State. It's just like, imagine Florida State and Oregon State for DJ Uiagalelei. So if Justin Herbert were to get hurt, Trey Lance? Really? Now, I will be not the first person, not even the millionth person, like the million and first person to say this. If you've been paying attention, and you don't have to, I pay attention so you don't have to. Since the Vikings named Kyler Murray their starting quarterback, Carson Wentz has been getting more reps in training camp than J.J. McCarthy. Max Brosmer is injured now, so maybe they keep... I don't know what's going to happen here. All I know is this. Jim Harbaugh won a national title at Michigan with J.J. McCarthy. Whenever he opens his mouth, you would think that J.J. McCarthy is a cross between like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. He clearly has affection for McCarthy. Not that like he would start McCarthy over Justin Herbert. That's not going to happen. Go get J.J. McCarthy to back up Justin Herbert, right? Don't we want to see that? Because ask yourself this question. If Kyler Murray got hurt today, who's starting week one for the Vikings? Carson Wentz or J.J. McCarthy? Now, you might say McCarthy because they had this quarterback competition between Murray and McCarthy. I think it's Carson Wentz. I think Wentz would start, not J.J. McCarthy. So if you're the Chargers and if you're the Vikings, go make this happen. This is an easy one. A layup from me to you. L.A., go trade for J.J. McCarthy. On the other side, we will stay in Los Angeles and talk about the preseason debut of Ty Simpson and the L.A. Rams and head on more news from the weekend that was in the National Football League on Westwood One Sports.
Westwood One!
We love sports. We love to laugh. We love hearing from you. Talking sports with you, not at you. This is Westwood One Sports.
What's that?
Just an everything bagel I got with my cash back from my Cash Rewards Plus card from Navy Federal Credit Union. It's got cream cheese, lox, lemon zest, dill, capers, scallions, onions. All the cash back that I earned on my everyday spending has led me to this moment.
Wait, how much cash back?
Unlimited 2% cash back on everything.
Everything?
The bagel speaks for itself.
Pay for everything with the Cash Rewards Plus card. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for more information.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the 5 critical components in every vehicle. The battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
NAPA knows.
Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live. And you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Did you know Skechers makes high-performance footwear for almost every sport you play? Here's what our athletes are saying.
Hi, I'm pro basketball player OG Anunoby. I dominate in Skechers basketball. Skechers delivers championship-level performance.
I'm WNBA star Jackie Young. Skechers keeps me quick, comfortable, and ready for anything.
And you can get high-performance Skechers in hands-free slip-ins technology. Just step in and perform.
I'm pro golfer Matt Fitzpatrick. I play in hands-free Skechers golf slip-ins.
Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or whatever high-performance sport shoes are sold.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Your pet is missing. That sudden panic, the racing questions, the worry of what could happen. It's overwhelming. Petco Love Lost is here to help. This free, nonprofit-powered service uses photo-matching technology to search the largest national lost-and-found pet database, including pets from shelters, neighbors, and social media, helping bring pets back to the people who love them. And it works. Every day, Petco Love Lost reunites pets with their families. A reunion happens every 4 minutes. Simply upload a photo of your lost pet, or one you found, and Petco Love Lost's photo-matching technology goes to work instantly. You can even register your pet in advance, so if the unthinkable happens, reporting them lost and helping bring them home is as easy as the click of a button. Every pet deserves a way home. Visit PetcoLoveLost.org to register your pet or upload a photo and search for a lost or found pet today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Zips in to the end zone, caught, touchdown Rams, Dean Connors with his second touchdown of the game.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Today, BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager to your bet slip and activate that token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today, and please, 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 please gamble responsibly. NFL Network, courtesy of the call there, a very positive debut in the preseason. for Los Angeles Rams rookie quarterback, 13th overall pick in the draft, Ty Simpson. If you look, and I am going to throw a little cold water on this, not to be a hater, but because I think it requires context. Ty Simpson, 21 of 25 against the Chiefs B team, but still, like, he played well. I'm not saying he played poorly. 21 of 25, 190 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Dean Connors, I don't know who that is, and I know, like, every player. Had a couple of receiving touchdowns. God bless. I think he might be a fullback. God bless him. Stetson Bennett did start the game for the LA Rams. So Simpson looked good, and I'm not going to say otherwise. Worth noting, average depth of target for Ty Simpson, or like average like length of throw down the field, like 5 yards. The lowest mark in the NFL last year was 6.5. So this was all like underneath, had like one decent throw down the field, but for the most part, these are all really short throws. I don't mean this as a criticism. He played well. I just want to say, like, let's put this in its proper perspective and context. He didn't start the game. Stetson Bennett did. And I'm still going to hold to what I said last week on the show. And Mike Sando agreed with me off air, and we talked about it a little bit on the air when he joined us. If Matthew Stafford were to suffer a season-ending injury or like a long-term injury, if it's only like a couple weeks, then fine. Like Stetson Bennett, whatever. Stetson Bennett would probably play. My feeling is Jimmy Garoppolo would end up being the Rams starting quarterback. And I understand that Jimmy G is not currently on the Rams or an NFL roster. He said earlier this offseason he was going to retire, and now there are reports that have filtered out that he would be willing to come back. Gee, I wonder why. Because the team that he's been with, the LA Rams, could probably use a veteran in a must-win year where they have kind of set this up where it's Super Bowl or bust. Can you really, if you're the LA Rams, and I know I did this in full last week, so just to say it again, can you really go into a must-win year, Super Bowl or bust year, with Stetson Bennett as the one play away quarterback, or Ty Simpson as the one play away quarterback? I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo's Joe Montana or Steve Young or even Brock Purdy. I'll tell you what, you would trust him in a big spot more than you would the other two. Right? Fair? Fair or unfair? I think it's fair. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. So Ty Simpson, 13th overall pick in the NFL draft. What about the first overall pick in the NFL draft? Fernando Mendoza of your Las Vegas Raiders. Got his first game action as a Raider, albeit in the preseason, of course, on Thursday night in the loss to the Arizona Cardinals. Kirk Cousins starts the game and touchdown drive for the Raiders to Michael Mayer, by the way, who, if you recall, we know the Raiders took Brock Bowers in the first round a couple years ago, and Bowers, like Brock Bowers, if he keeps this up, like he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying he's going to, just that he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory early in his career, right? That's true. The Raiders had spent a second round pick on a Mackey Award winner. Shout out to my buddy Evan Silver from Establish the Run. Had taken Mackey Award winner, best tight ends in the nation out of Notre Dame, Michael Mayer, in the second round prior to taking Bowers in the first round. Now, Mayer has battled on-field injuries and has been open about some of his struggles with mental health. And I'm happy that he seems to be doing well. He looked awesome in this preseason game. And if he's really good, think about what that allows Clint Kubiak to do with this Raiders offense, with Bowers and Mayer and Genty and Mike Washington. We'll get to it a second. But first on Mendoza, 10 of 16, 97 yards. Now, and had one beautiful ripped pass over the middle of the field to Jack Besh. You know my opinion. The Raiders are wasting time starting anyone other than Fernando Mendoza. And that doesn't mean that Kirk Cousins doesn't give them a better chance to win in week one against the Miami Dolphins than Mendoza does. You can easily make that case with Cousins' vast NFL experience. I wouldn't argue against that. But the Raiders, their goal for this year is not like to win week one against Miami. You'd love to, of course. No one wants to lose. But the goal needs to be, like, this season is a success for the Raiders, not if they are in the hunt on the graphic to make the AFC wildcard spot in, like, week 15 with Kirk Cousins starting. The win for the Raiders this year is if Fernando Mendoza's good. Like, if we exit this season and we can definitively say Mendoza's the guy, season's a success, no matter what happens with wins and losses, if we know that Mendoza's the guy and if Clint Kubiak's got it as the head coach. Just play him. I don't know what we need to see. National champion, Heisman winner. He's an athletic freak. He's got the goods. Just play it. They're not going to. It pisses me off. They should be playing him. They should be playing Fernando Mendoza. How about Mike Washington, the Raiders' fourth-round running back, ripped off a 53-yard run. He has just a freakish size-speed combo, like 6 foot. Tyler, how tall is Mike? Was he 6'3"? Ran 4'3 at the combine. Had a 53-yard great block by Jack Besh to spring him here. I think what's going to be funny, and I'm not saying this is true, but it's not outside the realm of possibility that, you know, a month, 6 weeks into the NFL season, is it possible that we'll all be saying, you know what I'm going to say, right? Is Mike Washington better than Ashton Jeanty? I'm not saying he is. Just that, like, Jeanty was bad last year, bad offensive line. Maybe we'll be much better this year. Mike Washington showed you something pretty, pretty good in the first preseason game. Last note for now, and we will hit a bunch more, including Drew Aller. We'll get to Deshaun Watson. We'll talk about Tua Tagovailoa. Chip Patterson from CBS Sports will join us to start next hour. But, you know, the Bengals played the Lions on Thursday night, and Detroit played nobody in the game. Like, none of Detroit's starters played. But Cincy played Joe Burrow and company for the first couple series of the game. And on the Bengals' first series, if you're a Bengals fan, you had to be just crestfallen to watch this. Orlando Brown gets beaten like a drum by, I'm going to try and pronounce the last name correctly, Ahmad Hussein. I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly. My apologies. Just like flattens Burrow. Now Burrow gets up and he's good to go. But I mean, you spend the whole, and not me, I'm worried about the Bengals' offensive line and the defense, but some people believe, and maybe they'll be right, that this is going to be a super season in Cincinnati for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. You want to talk bad omens? How about Joe Burrow getting flattened like a pancake on like the first drive of the preseason? Just like left tackle whiffs on a block, franchise quarterback driven into the ground. I don't like the Cincinnati Bengals to make the playoffs this year in a crowded AFC. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. More on the NFL preseason, but we will start the hour talking college football with friend of mine and friend of yours, Chip Patterson of the Cover 3 podcast, here on You Better You Bet.
This is Westwood One Sports.
What's that?
Just an everything bagel I got with my cash back from my Cash Rewards Plus card from Navy Federal Credit Union. It's got cream cheese, lox, lemon zest, dill, capers, scallions, onions. All the cash back that I earned on my everyday spending has led me to this moment.
Wait, how much cash back?
Unlimited 2% cash back on everything.
Everything?
The bagel speaks for itself.
Pay for everything with the Cash Rewards Plus card. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for more information.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like public works supervisor.
Hey, this water main is under a ton of pressure. Did you ever fix it?
Yeah, 3 layers of duct tape. Wait, should I have added a fourth layer?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury quietly released its official financial report for 2025. It appears by its own numbers, the U.S. government seems insolvent. It's reported that the Treasury shows about $6 trillion in assets and over $47 trillion in liabilities. Add it all up, and it looks like the U.S. owes more than $130 trillion it doesn't have. If that were a family, they'd earn $52,000 a year, spend $73,000, and already be more than $1 million underwater. Any accountant would call that insolvent. So how does the government fix this? It can print money, which erodes your purchasing power, it can raise taxes, or it can cut benefits. And none of those can help to protect you. That's why many people who have something to lose move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Assets that can't be printed, defaulted on, or voted away. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide and a no-pressure conversation. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote.
Call 800-711-4973. That's 800-711-4973. 800-711-4973 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FMHD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on...
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.